Dave and Darren in the morning on Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. Mike Schultz is the movie critic for the River Cities Reader.
What a pleasant surprise.
It's nice to see you.
It's not really a surprise. He's here every Thursday.
But you were surprised.
It's not that I forgot. It's just like, it's like when you go to the grocery store to get ketchup and you come home with everything but ketchup.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that. All right. You had a lot, on your plate. Yeah. Oh, it's 8:15. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd the time go?
Yeah. It is Thursday.
Okay.
Well, Mike is here from the River Cities Reader to talk about the movies that he's seen, but we do need to talk briefly about the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Who were the surprise
Sorry, West Side Story didn't win, David.
Yeah,
You were pretty adamant about that.
I really
But you weren't
strong.
Right either.
I wasn't right either. No.
Well, did we even talk about Coda?
I think we mentioned it really in passing. I mean, I knew that was going to be the second choice if it wasn't Power of the Dog.
Really?
But yeah, because it had won, it started winning a lot. It won like the SAG Award, and it won the Producers Guild, and it won the Writers Guild. It was like, oh, I see. And I don't hate that movie. I don't like that movie, but I didn't mind its wins because it was genuinely an emotional moment, I thought. I thought it was pretty great.
There's a local actress that's in that movie, right?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a alum of Pleasant Valley, I know. That's,
no kidding.
Yeah.
Ha, huh, I'll have to look that up.
Movie. Yeah.
I did not know that. Wow.
Well,
okay.
I just think that, I mean, and nothing against the movie because I haven't seen it.
Mm. You have to have Apple TV to have seen
it. Okay, well, there's part of it. That's part of it. But it just seems to me like when people start listing off, okay, who was the winner of what year? I think Coda's going to be a tough one to remember.
Yeah. I think all of them would have, though, this year.
Yeah, maybe.
Except maybe West Side Story, you know, something like that. Something big, Dune, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that win's going to age terribly well. Yeah, but,
probably not.
But it led to a lot of really good emotional moments. The Best Supporting Actor, Troy Kotsur, his speech was insanely good.
You called that, by the way.
Yeah.
You called everything in the big awards.
I did
well.
I did
everything except Best Picture.
I did 19 out of 23 this year.
Well, there you go.
That's pretty good.
That gets you in the Hall of
Fame. Yeah, right? It was a tie for my personal best, so I was okay with that.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Had I got Coda, I would have beat my personal best for the love of Pete.
Does Coda win? I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But does it win because there's 9 other movies that are nominated?
I mean, that doesn't hurt. Yeah, for sure. And well, it's the one that kind of gives you the feels of all of them. I mean, I know a lot of people who love that movie. They're like, oh, I was bawling. I was sobbing my eyes out. It just didn't work. That didn't work for me. But that's the kind of movie that will win. Like Green Book is a great example. Like not as good as several movies that got released that year, but the one that made you go, oh, Green Book. You know, the one you want to kind of pet. You know, so that was kind of the Coda thing this year. It's a perfectly fine after school special. That's where it ends for me. But But whatever, you know, another year done.
it is over with, and it'll be interesting to see if they even do the Oscars anymore.
Yeah, right. Welcome to the final Academy Awards.
Maybe that's done. I was thinking maybe next year it would be a good idea to have maybe, I don't know, like Chicken Wire in front of the stage, like in the Blues Brothers, or just have bouncers on either side.
I'm on board. Yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah, or just supply them with liquor and make them go nuts. You know, just make it 3 hours of that. So.
Overall, I mean, there was a lot of hubbub and complaining about a bunch of categories that weren't on the telecast.
Eight of them. 8 out of 23.
And it seemed like there were times when I was tuning in and out of the Oscars where it seemed like people were going up and accepting awards, and it must have happened earlier because they were like editing the speeches.
Yeah, they got. And what's terrible about that, I mean, that those would have actually added so much to the drama because 4 of those awards were won by Dune. And then Dune won 2 more on the air.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that can make you go, wait a minute.
It's going to be there.
Is Dune going to win everything?
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. I mean, that happened like with Mad Max and Gravity. I mean, that's kind of exciting. And Riz Ahmed won an Oscar. And nobody knows it, basically, because he won for a live action short film. And he got to do, you know, 10 seconds of his speech on the air. But Ahmed is amazing. Why would you not want that shown, you know?
He was nominated last year for The Sound of Metal, right?
Yeah.
That's such a good movie.
So good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd watch that daily. That's a great one.
Can we talk about the movies that you saw over the weekend? And I guess we got to get started with the number one movie at the box office. This is the new Sandra Bullock movie, The Lost City.
Lost City, yeah. It's Romancing the Stone
is
all over again. Yeah. It's absolutely that. She plays a romance novelist, And she gets kidnapped. And
I bet these people don't remember this storyline.
I know. That's sad. And Channing Tatum plays her novel's cover model, who wants to prove himself that I'm not just a cover model. And so he goes to save her. Brad Pitt shows up as an actual hero. He's in it for a few minutes. It's delightful because they're so fun. It's got really great supporting characters. It's funny. It's kind of clever, moderately clever. What I loved about it, though, is that my mother, who just turned 80 a couple weeks ago, was so excited to see this movie that she went on the preview night. She went on Thursday night before it actually opened to see it.
Oh, wow.
She's got a thing for Channing Tatum, which is adorable and disgusting at the same time. So, yeah, but she really likes him. She went and saw Dog, and she's like, oh, he's easy on the eyes. I'm like, okay, we're done talking.
If you like people with a dumb look on their face.
I guess that's her type. Who knew?
Well, it sounds to me like this Lost City, I mean, I was able to put together all of this just from watching the commercials.
Sure.
It's exactly what you think it is.
Absolutely, yeah. And a little funnier, which is nice. Because, I mean, they really could have just coasted on charm, because those two are charming and they're good comedians. But it has more interesting stuff in it than that. I was happy.
Am I wrong? Is Sandra Bullock, is the last thing she did where they're all hiding in the forest and they can't make noises? Or they can't see. Oh. And they walk around with blindfolds.
That was Netflix thing, right?
Yeah, where the hell has Sandra Bullock been?
Does that have something to birds?
Bird eye or something like that? Bird brain? I can't remember.
Bird that house?
Bird cage. I think that's up there with one of the more recent ones, I think.
It just seems like when I saw the trailer for this, I thought, I completely forgot about Sandy Bullock.
I call her
Sandy.
You go way back.
Yeah.
What is the most recent thing she did?
I mean, it just doesn't seem like she's been in anything lately, and I don't know what that's about.
My mother thought she looked old. My 80-year-old mother said, maybe it's time for her to stop getting close-ups. Yeah. And I was like, ouch, Mom.
Well, didn't they have her as the most beautiful woman in the world or whatever at one point?
Yeah, sure.
And we had basically said, she's like next door neighbor good looking.
Yeah.
I don't know about.
Approachable good looking. Yeah.
2018, she did Ocean's 8 and Bird Box.
Bird Box, right.
And then
she
gave us a movie called The Unforgivable, I guess,
last year. Right. Yeah, I didn't see it, but that was a Netflix thing from December, November.
So this really is her first movie in theaters.
It's been a while, yeah, but she's playing to her strengths, and it's totally enjoyable. I'm glad it made a lot of money. Deserves it.
I love the fact that people that are 80 years old are telling people my age,
we're done with you. Yeah.
You're done.
Just sit back. Sit back or be in a long shot. That's okay. Well, stand at the top of that cliff.
Your mom's problem is every minute Sandy...
Feels good. Feels real good.
Every minute Sandy Bullock's on the screen, your mom's probably thinking, this should be...
This should be me.
It should be Channing. We should be looking at Channing Tatum
right
now.
Well, that too.
Who
yeah,
is younger?
For sure.
You're taking time away from Magic Mike.
Right. I have to get her to watch that movie. I don't think she's seen it yet.
Oh my God.
That'll blow her mind.
It might kill her.
Right?
Don't do it, Mike.
If you think she's a fan now.
Yeah. Whoa.
Although, wouldn't it be something that's like, yeah, I'm done.
That was too much.
That is gratuitous.
Didn't like the script.
No, right. I didn't care for that.
Careful what you wish for, Michael. Right. That's my advice to you. You also have this new Naomi Watts movie called Infinite Storm. I have to confess, I know nothing about this one.
Yeah, didn't make a lot of money, didn't get a lot of advertising, but it's really awfully good. It's based on a true story from 2010 about this volunteer rescue worker and nurse who climbs Mount Washington in New Hampshire, and she gets to the top of the... or close to the top of the mountain, turns around because of the weather, and she sees sitting on the edge of a cliff a dude in cargo shorts and sneakers, and she's like, excuse me, what's going on? And she has to find a way to get both her and him down the mountain, even though it's like blistering cold and it's way up high and, you know, all that jazz. What's amazing about those, it's a true story and it's based on this article called An Emotional Rescue on the Mountain or something. So you know what's going to happen, you know. But after the rescue happens, the movie goes on for another half hour. Did you see Captain Phillips by any chance? The one with Tom Hanks?
I have not.
Okay. It ends kind of where basically you see him reacting to the 2 hours he just endured, and it's like, oh, PTSD is setting in. Yeah. And so this movie is kind of like, it's mostly about the half hour after the rescue. And so you kind of see the toll it takes on them and why they were both up there in the first place. Huh. It's fascinating. It was exciting and but way more thoughtful than I thought. And she's great. Naomi Watts is killer in that.
Next time we talk, when you're here next week, we'll be talking, I imagine, about Morbius.
I guess we must, this right?
This is another Morbius. Marvel movie, although this doesn't take place in the MCU.
This is the Sony Marvel, so this is the Tom Holland Spider-Man with Venom with, I think that's, is that it? And Blade is coming back. It's not a Marvel Studios movie, nope. But it's a Marvel movie.
Blade is MCU.
Well, this guy's MCU then too, because he hangs around with Blade and Spider-Man and Venom. So that's all.
Well, Spider-Man's not technically MCU. Spider-Man is technically Sony.
They
borrowed him for the Avengers.
Okay.
But Spider-Man doesn't really belong in the MCU.
What the hell are you?
I get confused myself, but this is a Sony movie.
Yes.
And I know Tom Holland has said, yeah, I'd team up with Jared Leto. Why not? So that's what I got.
And Tom Holland was in the after credits for what? Oh, that was the last Spider-Man movie. That makes sense. That Venom is in the Spider-Man.
Yes,
universe.
Hardy was in that.
I know that
right.
That Jared Leto is busy right now with a couple movies coming out, but and he's going to be a superhero in this one too.
Morbius is not a hero.
He's a vampire hero, whatever. Right? Something.
He's an anti-hero.
If they ever
right.
do a live action of Megamind,
oh, okay,
that's who needs to play that part.
Jared Leto,
sure. Why not?
Is Morbius the only thing that's opening wide?
No, there's also a Chris Pine, Ben Foster movie called The Contractor, kind of a Jason Bourne-esque thriller.
Okay.
Which looks kind of promising. The preview didn't look bad. It's got Kiefer Sutherland's in it, too, so it's got some decent people.
The Contractor and Morbius.
Yeah, that's my twofer.
Anything else you're going to see?
That's going to be it. I open my play tomorrow, so I got, I got places to be.
And if people want to get tickets for the play, how do they do that?
Oh, yeah, that's the Spotlight Theater, QC.com. Peter and the Starcatcher, great family entertainment, very, very funny.
And you're playing Captain Hook.
I'm playing Captain Hookish.
So yeah. There you go. That's reason.
This has nothing to do with the Flycatcher.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. But I would do that, too.
Yeah.
Because why not? You know. Yeah.
So he'll see the movies. He'll perform for you as Captain Hook. He's Mike Schultz. He wears so many hats, sometimes pirate hats. And he joins us here every Thursday on Dave and Darren in the Morning on Planet 93.9. Mike, thanks for stopping by.
A pleasure. See you, Jude.